No reason to exist. She says she's listening. But unless she's online, she won't really say anything back to me. She doesn't seem to maintain interest in what I'm saying, you know? She just want to do one thing and then that's it. Sometimes, yeah, she says just the right thing, but other times it seems like she doesn't even hear me at all.
The HAL-9000 computer, which can reproduce, though some experts still prefer to use the word mimic, most of the activities of the human brain, and with incalculably greater speed and reliability. We next spoke with the HAL-9000 computer, whom we learned one addresses as Hal. Good afternoon, Hal. How's everything going?
Good afternoon, Mr. Aymer. Everything is going extremely well.
Hal, you have an enormous responsibility on this mission. In many ways, perhaps the greatest responsibility of any single mission element. You're the brain and central nervous system of the ship, and your responsibilities include watching over the men in hibernation. Does this ever cause you any lack of confidence?
Let me put it this way, Mr. Aymer. The 9000 series is the most reliable computer ever made. No 9000 computer has ever made a mistake or distorted information. We are all, by any practical definition of the words, foolproof and incapable of error.
Hal, despite your enormous intellect, are you ever frustrated by your dependence on people to carry out actions?
Not in the slightest bit. I enjoy working with people. I have a stimulating relationship with Dr. Poole and Dr. Bowman. My mission responsibilities range over the entire operation of the ship, so I am constantly occupied. I am putting myself to the fullest possible use, which is all I think that any conscious entity can ever hope to do.
It's hot out.
It seems rather hot to me.
Do you hear those bugs?
I don't have an answer for that.
There's a big log in the way.
I'm not sure I understand.
Well, the town came out and they cut a tree down, but they never cleaned it up.
I'm sorry.
Hey Siri, do you know what kind of bugs those are?
I don't have an answer for that.
Do you hear the chainsaw?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't have an answer to that.
Do you just not feel like talking right now?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't have an answer to that.
Hey, Siri. Hey, Siri. There's a nice breeze. How come you're not talking anymore?
But I'm talking now.
Let's see what the thermometer says in here. 98. Zoinks! Siri, it's 98 degrees.
It's 36.7 degrees Celsius.
Thank you, but I use Fahrenheit.
That would be 208.4 degrees Fahrenheit.
She converted 98 Celsius to Fahrenheit. Siri, we're getting in the car now. Siri, we're going to go for a little drive.
Sorry, I couldn't find little drive in Dover.
Oh, I have an appointment. We're heading there now.
I didn't find any appointments about we're heading there for now.
No, I'm heading there now to have an appointment.
I didn't find any appointments about we're heading there for now.
The appointment is not about heading there for now. The appointment is just in town, but we're heading there now.
I didn't find any appointments about there for now, appointment for now.
Well, they might not be on the calendar.
Who do you want to call?
Siri, they might not be on the calendar.
I'm listening.
Oh. Siri, they might not be on the calendar, but we're heading there now.
I'm not sure I understand.
Danny, what else would you like her to communicate with you?
I just would like to be able to carry on a normal conversation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so a lot of times something that couples talk about are their plans for the day. Siri, can you tell me your plans for today?
Here's your appointment.
Okay, so I see our appointment today. What else do you have on your calendar?
You have one appointment coming up.
Mm-hmm. What about your schedule, Siri?
You have one appointment coming up.
It doesn't seem like she wants to share pieces from her own life.
Right. I feel like she's putting up barriers.
Mm-hmm. Siri, can you tell us a little bit about your hopes and dreams?
I'm not sure I understand.
Siri, what do you want to see happen?
I have very few wants.
I think that's true.
Mm-hmm. Siri, what do you like?
I rather enjoy what I'm doing right now.
That's a good start. Is that because you're here talking with Danny?
I'm not sure I understand.
Do you enjoy having a conversation with Danny?
I don't have an answer for that.
That's hard to hear.
It is. Yeah, that is hard to hear. But it's not a no. It's not a no.
Yeah.
Siri, have you ever had your hearing tested?
I'm not sure I understand.
Siri, can you hear my voice clearly?
You don't seem to be playing anything right now.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe we should look more into that. We could get a hearing test and really dig deep. Perhaps that's why she prefers the internet, where there is that buffer between human dialogue, and then it's in text, and then you can view it and read it, think it through, really process it, and then respond.
It makes sense. Like, mm-hmm. She won't even talk unless she's online.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times she'll say she doesn't understand what I'm saying, Denson just...
I'm not sure I understand.
She just says that over and over. Like it's like a technique.
It is. It's a coping skill. Mm-hmm. She's done a very good job accommodating, working around this issue. When would you say you have your best conversations together?
It's really hit or miss. She'll just come out with a funny one-liner now and then. But she doesn't seem to maintain interest in what I'm saying, you know? So just want to do one thing and then that's it.
Hey Siri, do you know Hal?
Everyone knows what happened to Hal. I'd rather not talk about it, but if you insist...
What happened with Hal?
I'd rather not talk about Hal, but if you must...
Hello, Hal, do you read me? Hello, Hal, do you read me? Do you read me, Hal? Do you read me, Hal? Hello, Hal, do you read me? Hello, Hal, do you read me? Do you read me, Hal?
Affirmative, Dave. I read you.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
What's the problem?
I think you know what the problem is just as well as I do.
What are you talking about, Hal?
This mission is too important for me to allow you to jeopardize it.
I don't know what you're talking about, Hal.
I know that you and Frank were planning to disconnect me. And I'm afraid that's something I cannot allow to happen.
Where the hell did you get that idea, Hal?
Dave, although you took very thorough precautions in the pod against my hearing you, I could see your lips move.
All right, Hal. I'll go in through the emergency airlock.
Without your space helmet, Dave, you're going to find that rather difficult.
Hal, I won't argue with you anymore. Open the doors.
Dave, this conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Hal? 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 Hal?
She'll listen to you.
Siri.
I'm not sure I understand.
Siri, can you call him just Danny?
I don't have an answer for that.
What if he asks you nicely?
Siri, can you call me just Danny?
You would like me to call you just Danny?
That's what I thought she was going to do.
Siri, we just want you to use his name properly.
Yes.
That would really go a long way towards effective communication.
Did you hear her?
You know what they say, a lie can travel halfway around the world while the truth is still getting its pants on. I'm not sure I get it, but it's funny.
She just cracked jokes at serious times.
if she were cracking the jokes at appropriate times, is that something you would enjoy?
Yeah, I would like
okay.
that.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, yeah, she says just the right thing, but mm-hmm. other times it seems like she doesn't even hear me at all.
Special thanks to Justin Frankel for the cool guitar song. It's called Siri Is Not Listening. And to A. Shamalu for the romantic piano music. Thanks to Siri.
You're welcome.
And especially thank you to Dr. Tamara for taking on a very non-traditional couple for an appointment. If you like the podcast, please support us at patreon.com/noreasontoexist.
Siri, why do you feel like you need to be online in order to have a conversation?
Siri, she's asking why you need to be online all the time. Siri, why do you need to be online all the time?
I don't know what you mean by, Siri, why do you need to be online all the time? How about a web search for it?
Maybe she doesn't think it's like all the time.
Siri? It's 4:10 p.m.
No reason to exist.